This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Tel nasal allergy spray. Active ingredient, mometasone furoate monohydrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Tel nasal allergy spray. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Tel nasal allergy spray. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Tel nasal allergy spray? Tel nasal allergy spray contains the active ingredient mometasone furoate monohydrate. Tel nasal allergy spray belongs to a family of medicines called corticosteroids, which are used to help reduce inflammation. Allergic rhinitis, hay fever, Tel nasal allergy spray is sprayed into the nose to help relieve symptoms that may occur with hay fever or other year-round allergies, including stuffiness, congestion in the nose, discharge, itching and sneezing. This medicine may also be used to help prevent these symptoms 2 to 4 weeks before the beginning of the pollen season. There is no evidence that this medicine is addictive. What should I know before I use Tel nasal allergy spray? Warnings. Do not use Tel nasal allergy spray if you are allergic to mometasone furoate monohydrate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You have a tendency to bleed or recurrent nose bleeding. You have severe nose infection, especially fungal infection. You have had recent nose injury or nose surgery. You may wait until healing has occurred before using this medicine. You have active or inactive tuberculous infections of the respiratory tract, bacterial systemic viral infections, or in herpes simplex. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you have any other medical conditions, especially the following ones: infection of the nose, sinus, mouth, throat, lungs, or eye, sores in the nose, recent injury or surgery to your nose, open sores in your nose. Take any medicines for any other condition, including CYP3A inhibitors, medicines for metabolic conditions, including cobicistat containing products, taking other corticosteroid medicines, either by mouth, as eye drops, as an asthma inhaler, or by injection. Have allergies to any other medicines, any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or recently suffered from any bacterial or viral infection. Avoid coming into contact with anyone who has measles or chickenpox, especially while you are using cortisone type medicines. Tell your doctor if you do. If you suddenly discontinue use of this medicine, then reoccurrence of the underlying condition, adrenocortical insufficiency, or steroid withdrawal syndrome may occur. The risk may vary as per the potency of the steroid. Typical signs and symptoms can be either systemic, such as muscle or joint pain, tremors, weight loss and anxiety, or nasal bleeding and nasal drip. Following the use of intranasal corticosteroids, instances of increased eye pressure have occurred. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor or pharmacist will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using this medicine during pregnancy. Breastfeeding is not recommended during treatment with this medicine. Use in children. Do not use in children under 12 years of age. It is recommended that the height of children receiving prolonged treatment with nasal corticosteroids is regularly monitored. If growth is slowed, therapy should be reviewed and discussed with your doctor or pharmacist. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Tel nasal allergy spray. How do I use Tel nasal allergy spray? How much to use? Hay fever and allergies in adults, including the elderly and children 12 years of age and older. 2 sprays into each nostril once daily. It may take 1 or 2 days for full effect. Follow the instructions provided with the medicine. Do not exceed the recommended dosage. Consult your pharmacist or doctor if symptoms are not relieved within 7 days. Once symptoms are controlled, reducing the dose to 1 spray in each nostril may be effective for maintenance. Do not use for more than 6 months without the advice of your pharmacist or doctor. Do not give to children under 12 years of age. When to use telnasal allergy spray? Telnasal allergy spray should be used once daily. How to use telnasal allergy spray? Your nasal spray has a dust cap which protects the nozzle and keeps it clean. Remember to take this off before using the spray and to replace it after use. Do not pierce the nasal applicator. If you are using the spray for the first time, prime the pump by pumping the spray 10 times until a fine mist is produced. If you have not used the pump for 14 days or more, reprime by pumping 2 times. 1. Shake the bottle gently and remove the dust cap. 2. Gently blow your nose. 3. Close one nostril and put the nozzle into the other nostril. 4. Tilt your head forward slightly, keeping the bottle upright. 5. Start to breathe in gently or slowly through your nose, and whilst you are breathing, in squirt a spray of fine mist into your nose by pressing down once with your fingers. 6. Breathe out through your mouth. Repeat step 5 to inhale a second spray in the same nostril. 7. Remove the nozzle from this nostril and breathe out through the mouth. 8. Repeat steps 3 to 7 for the other nostril. After using the spray, wipe the nozzle carefully with a clean tissue and replace the dust cap. If you use too much telnasal allergy spray, if you think that you have used too much telnasal allergy spray, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using telnasal allergy spray? Things you should do. If you become pregnant while you are using this medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are using this medicine. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are using this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are using this medicine. See your doctor immediately if you notice the symptoms of severe bacterial infection. These symptoms may include fever, persistent face or tooth pain on one side of the face, swelling around the eye area, or worsening of symptoms after an initial improvement. How long to use it? You can stop taking telnasal allergy spray when you obtain relief from the symptoms. It can be restarted if the symptoms reoccur. See your doctor or pharmacist if your symptoms are not relieved within 7 days. Do not use for more than 6 months without the advice of your pharmacist or doctor. Things you should not do. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use it to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. If you forget to take it, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and use your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, use it as soon as you remember and then go back to use your medicines as you would normally. Do not use a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. Driving or using machines. This medicine generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Drug testing for sport events. This product is a corticosteroid for intranasal administration. It is not a restricted drug for sports. Corticosteroid may be detected in blood and in the urine during drug testing. Thus, prior written permission for its use may be required by some sport agencies. Looking after your medicine. It is important to clean the nozzle regularly, otherwise, it may not work properly. Remove the dust cap and gently pull off the nozzle. Wash the nozzle and dust cap in warm water and then rinse under a running tap. Do not try to unblock the nasal applicator by inserting a pin or other sharp object, as this will damage the applicator and cause you not to get the right dose of medicine. Allow the nozzle to dry. Push the nozzle back onto the bottle and replace the dust cap. The pump will need to be reprimed when first used after cleaning. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. The bottle should be discarded after the labeled number of actuations or within 2 months of first use. Store in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nervous system related. Headache. General. Sneezing. Nosebleeds, or blood-tinged mucus. Sore throat, or burning, or irritation inside the nose, after using this medicine. These symptoms are consistent with the use of corticosteroid nasal sprays. Nasal ulceration. Nasal septum perforation. Throat irritation. Disturbances of taste and smell. Pharyngitis. Upper respiratory tract infection. Steroid withdrawal syndrome. Glaucoma. Increased intraocular pressure. Cataracts. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. More serious side effects. More serious side effects. Allergic related. Rash, wheezing, or breathlessness. What to do? Stop using the nasal spray, as you may be allergic to it. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Longer term use of corticosteroid sprays may be associated with other side effects. Your doctor or pharmacist will monitor your health if you are using telnasal allergy spray for extended periods of time. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. This medicine is available over the counter without a doctor's prescription. What telnasal allergy spray contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Mimetasone furoate monohydrate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose, carmelose sodium, citric acid monohydrate, sodium citrate dihydrate, glycerol, polysorbate 80 and purified water. Preservatives, benzalkonium chloride. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What telnasal allergy spray looks like? Telnasal allergy spray is a white to off-white suspension contained in HDPE bottles with a metered dose, manual spray pump for intranasal administration. Available packs of 1x140 metered doses, and in a twin pack of 2x140 metered doses. Australian registration number, OSTAR 330202. Who distributes telnasal allergy spray? Sanofi Consumer Healthcare. 87 Yarraman Place. Virginia, 4014, Australia. Free call number 1-800-818-806. This leaflet was prepared in April 2022. Telnas CCDSV1 MIV 4-20 APR 22.